Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show. And we're live. Next up, Beth Daniels is back in her third evolution of her News for the Soul show, Best Healing Show. Let's bring Beth on to reintroduce herself, her new show, her guest for today, and what's up. Beth, welcome back.
Hi. Nice to hear from you again.
Yay.
I'm really excited about the Best Healing Show. I love the name, and it fits exactly what we're doing here at Best Healing Solutions. So I'm just thrilled. I don't know how much you want me to share right now, but I'm ready to roll. Well, if you are,
why don't you give us an overview of what the new show perspective is, and then tell us about your guest?
Absolutely. Yeah. So the perspective of the new show, just like the name, the Best Healing Show, we're going to talk about the work that we do. We're also going to talk a lot about how we can help individual people, and call-ins we're happy to take with questions, or how would we look at something that someone is struggling with, you know, with their health, relationships, abundance, job, chronic pain, chronic illness, chronic allergies, long COVID, you name it, we cover it. So we work with people all over the world on any unhealed health condition, relational condition, non-physical, emotional, spiritual condition that they have. So that's what we're excited about, is sharing what we do, people that we work with every day for all non-healing ailments. So it's pretty fun stuff. I've been doing it 23 years now.
Wow. Will you be also open to callers later wanting healing?
Absolutely.
All right. So who's your guest?
Yeah, my guest is Pooja Shah, and she hails from the London area. And she is a practitioner on my team at besthealingsolutions.com. She's fantastic. I'm so excited. I got to meet her in the flesh this year. So that was really fun because, again, you know, we work all remotely with people over the phone. So I had the opportunity to meet her, and she's even more amazing in person. So I thought she would be the perfect person to kick this off with today. So Pooja is here, and I'm really excited to have you visit with her too.
Okay. Well, I'll get out of the way and bring Pooja on for you. Just let me know when you're ready to check in about callers, and Pooja is here.
Okay. Okay, great. Thanks, Nicole. Hi, Pooja, are you here?
Hi, Beth. Can you hear me?
I can, just like you're next door.
Oh, lovely. You are so kind, and that was such an awesome introduction. Hi, Nicole. It's lovely to be on the show. It's my honor, and I am so honored and excited about our new show, The Best Healing Show, and I'm sure a lot of people will find it helpful, and I would love to absolutely bring in callers and speak to them, and if they have questions, absolutely bring them on, and we can share what we do.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Pooja, I think one of the things I was thinking about is sharing, you know, each of us sharing our own kind of healing journeys, because it gives a great example, you know, and snapshot of what our work does. So I'd love to start with that, if that's okay with you. And then I'd like to know, you know, too, how you really found this work, because I probably forgot that story somewhere along the way.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Do you want me to go first?
Sure, go ahead. Yeah, how did you find this work, and what has it done for you?
Yeah, sure. I found this work because of my own health challenges and issues around my health, my relationship, you name it. I had all sorts of problems. And I had been to several other modalities, including the medical help with the alternatives, holistic, and nothing really helped me. This is where my problems were. I was facing insomnia, I was facing chronic fatigue, I was anxious. I had, like, I wanted to be with someone all the time. I could not stay alone. And I also needed help in bringing up my daughter, who was very little at the time. And when I went to the medical help, they gave me a bunch of medicines, which only made my symptoms worse. And it got to a point where it even started affecting my relationship, because my anxiety was controlling not just my life, but also my relationship, and it was falling apart. That was the last thing I wanted. Wow. The search began. I begged for help, and I wanted, like, God to have the divine intervention, help me with the solution. I knew there was something that could help me. This is where I searched online on Google. I found a bunch of videos with the modality that we are doing, energy medicine, and I worked with my practitioners. We found out a bunch of products that I was using on a daily basis, even though I felt as if, you know, I'm using clean products, I'm using everything natural, but that wasn't true. My body didn't like it. Bunch of food we had to clear, and I had to do a lot of unforgiveness that was coming from the past traumas of my own life, from childhood, from adolescence, everything. Once we cleared that, I really started seeing the shift in my own health, and everything came back to picture like I would love it. It came back even better than it was before. And here I am, master practitioner with Best Healing Solutions, now helping others do the same, find the solutions which are best for them.
That was beautiful. Thank you, Pooja. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, it brings a tear to my eye, I have to admit, to hear you, because I think that's one of the things, you know, one of the things that my husband Gil always says. He's like, you guys need to talk about yourselves as hope dealers. He's like, you're dealing in hope. He's like, you're heart surgeons, and you deal in hope, and you bring people back to a life, like you just said, Pooja, to a life like even better than you had before, in terms of how you feel physically and emotionally and in the in relationships. So I like to remember what he said about that, because we do deal in hope. And the message you just gave is a really hopeful one. And, you know, I forget sometimes, a lot of times we are one of the, like, the last stop on the block for people to try. Like, they're giving up. They've tried everything they can think of, traditional medicine, non-traditional medicine, every modality under the sun, and they're like, I am not better, and if anything, I'm worse, like you said. Because you think you're doing all these good things for yourself, you know, I'm doing everything natural and organic. Well, how come I still feel terrible?
Absolutely, yeah. And that's a very dark place to be in. We all have been there, even though we are healers, we have been there. And, like, it's a very, very dark place. And if there is one ray of hope, why not? I would just jump on. And
yeah.
I would want others to have the same benefit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and your background is a nutritionist, correct?
Yes, I am a master of dietetics, and I am passionate about, when I was studying, I was passionate about how could we use our life, our food, our daily living in a way that we can prevent certain illnesses, chronic or otherwise. But then when I faced health challenges with my own self, then I had to figure that, okay, prevention is good, but what about once you have already fallen ill? What would you do then? It is too late to prevent. There has to be something which will give us answers of why we are facing this. And I think we have figured it, because we work on the root causes of it. And then the symptoms just disappear.
Exactly. That's right. Yeah, I do. I want to talk a little bit today, too, about, you know, the muscle testing that we do. So, like, you know, your example of being a nutritionist, you know, as a nutritionist, and we teach muscle testing, too, for people that want to take our classes. We have them, you know, multiple times throughout the year. They're also on our website if people are interested in that. And, you know, you could learn, as a nutritionist, you know, learn to muscle test for someone, muscle test their foods, and not just muscle testing your foods, but what are the optimal foods? You know, what are they good for your immune function? Are they good? Do the, any of them cause a histamine reaction in the body? What's like your perfect diet for someone? You know, even if you just knew how to muscle test then, and I always think of this from when I was a psychologist, if I had known mm-hmm. how to do our work then, I could have helped so many more of the kids that I worked with, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so a lot of the things we do, you can use very widespread in other venues, even like as a nutritionist and helping someone with diet, because we find diet is a huge issue. Again, people think, okay, I'm eating organic, it must be fine. No, we just test, and no, you're actually, you know, intolerant of wheat. You have reactions to soy. You don't test well with white rice, but you're fine with brown. I mean, all of those small things that add up to poor health conditions.
Yes, absolutely. I think when I was a nutritionist, there was sort of a blanket approach, one size fits all. If you have diabetes, you follow this diet. If you have kidney problems, you follow that diet. But with help of muscle testing, if I would have known this at that point, I could actually test foods individually for individual person, not just for one person, but their individual symptoms or like against their health that they want to achieve.
Yeah.
So this is where muscle testing has been really helpful.
Well, that's a good, yeah, that's a really good example. You know, because I was thinking too, when I was a psychologist, same thing. Every mm-hmm. teenager I worked with ADHD, I treated them the same. Every child in LA that I worked with autism, I treated them the same. Everyone mm-hmm. with Asperger's syndrome, I treated them the same. Everyone with oppositional defiant disorder, I treated them the same. Depression, I treated them the same, right? Anxiety. So that's really true because every single one of our sessions is different no matter who we're talking to. We never find the same thing for any person. It's everything is individualized, so every session is different.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I worked with someone who had psoriasis. One of them was a teenager. Other was a guy in his 50s. Psoriasis, mm-hmm. if I was a nutritionist, I would have done something which I would always do, which is blanket approach, or do this, eat this, don't eat that, this, so and so on and so forth. But with muscle testing, I found both of them had a different trauma history. One of them was allergic, was reacting as a toxin to certain foods, wheat and dairy. And both were having same symptoms, but their causes were different. What caused psoriasis for both of them was different.
Right. Right. Did you say they both had a significant trauma history?
They did, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think, you know, the one of the things that, and I don't like to toot my own horn, so I just listen to my husband because he's like, you all are trauma experts. He goes, you don't use the word expert enough. It's like, you're trauma experts. The work you do heals trauma faster than anything I've ever seen, and mm-hmm. it does. It does, so we need to say it that way. And I think that's true, and you cannot underestimate the role of trauma and illness of all kinds.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. I would say that too. With my anxiety and insomnia, it was the trauma from teenage years of my life that was coming up that I had to heal. There were some beliefs, there were some emotions around rejection, unforgiveness, unsupportiveness, rage. These are the emotions, the beliefs that we had to heal, which were attached to the trauma. And that was huge. That was something that made the difference in my health. And I see the same in my clients.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that completely. Yeah. Because, you know, trauma puts the body in a fear state, right? And I know we've been talking about Bruce Lipton for over 20 years because he's still relevant. His work is still groundbreaking. And the biology of belief, which was, you know, the cells have two states only. One, fear or to love, growth, healing, transformation. So cells are either in fear or love. That's it. Those are the only choices they have. So if someone has a specific significant trauma history or even a specific significant trauma that occurred once, the cells go into a fear state. And I like to call it the 50-50 rule. If over 50% of your cells are in a fear state, you will not feel well. Whether that is psoriasis, like you talked about, Pooja, whether that's irritable bowel syndrome, whether that's Lyme disease, whether it's depression, ADHD, whatever the case may be, if over half, over 50% of the cells are in a fear state, we are unwell. So our job at Best Healing Solutions as your practitioner is to help you move those cells back into the way they were created to be by the divine, which is love and healing, growth and transformation, being able to take in nutrition and be balanced. And that's really what we're doing. So trauma is so key for almost every person we work with. Obviously, if someone calls with COVID or a bad cold, it may have zero to do with trauma. But for chronic conditions, it's always there. And we're masterful at being able to find that for people and clearing it quickly. You know, I want to share a little bit, Pooja, if you don't mind, just about my healing journey, too, because I guess that's, you know, that was the launch into this and into doing this work, you know, and creating this company for all of us to be able to partake in and share the message about helping people heal everywhere. And, you know, I was thinking today, you know, it was so, I feel like a different person. It's even hard for me to connect to that story anymore, which I guess is a good thing. you know, that was 23 years ago now. Okay. And every day I thought I was going to die. I mean, that sounds so dramatic, but that's how sick I was.
No, I hear you.
Yeah, every day I thought, well, okay, this is it. Yeah. And thankfully it wasn't. But I was so sick from so many different things were going on. And I was trying to even think about that today, to talk about it this evening on the radio show. And, you know, I was allergic to everything. And, you know, the joke from one of my doctors was, you're just the girl in the bubble, you know, just live in the bubble and you'll be fine. I'm like, well, there's no life in the bubble. This is not how life is intended to be. But I was allergic to everything. I had histamine reactions to everything, the allergies and sensitivities, and I had had cancer, and I had fibromyalgia, and I had Epstein-Barr virus, and I had, chronic fatigue. I had anxiety. I had eating disorders. Gosh, what else was wrong? I don't know. I couldn't eat. I was on oxygen. I had anaphylactic reactions. I had EpiPens. I was a mess. I had surgery. You know, I had infertility. I had surgeries for that. It was just kind of a mess. And like you, Pooja, like a lot of our clients, I tried everything that I could think of. And, you know, I lived in Los Angeles at the time where there is someone to help. There's a healer of some stripe, you know, everywhere on every corner. I tried everything, colonics and acupuncture and homeopathy and a lot of things that are good, by the way. I think they're good and they can be supportive and helpful. I have no problem with any of this stuff. Chiropractic massage, herbs, supplements, special foods. Psychology, I don't know, everything. I tried so many things, I have no idea. And again, nothing was helpful to me until I found this work. And it changed everything. And the first 10 minutes of doing this work, I knew it was going to work because I had a terrible headache and it went away within 10 minutes. And I thought, okay, my psychologist self and my traditional medicine self had no idea what just happened there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I knew then it was going to work. And, you know, so dialoguing with the body through muscle testing, which builds intuition. So if any of you are interested in building your intuition, the muscle testing we teach builds intuition. It's not, you know, pushing down somebody's arm. It's dialoguing with the body to find simply what is blocking someone's healing, because that's all you need to know. Because what the body can see, it can heal. It's just the healing instructions are blocked.
Mm-hmm.
The healing instructions are blocked. And like Pooja and I have been talking about, trauma is a significant piece of what puts the body in a fear state and blocks healing, blocks communication within the healing system that is, you know, God-given to us to be phenomenal. But it can be blocked, I think, especially with modern life and the way life is now. So, Pooja, do you want to talk a little bit about what some of the things are that you find, you know, that block the healing intelligence? Like, you know, we're talking about trauma. What are some other things that you find?
Other major thing that I have found to be blocking the healing intelligence or the healing for person is toxins. Toxins are huge, huge, huge for my client base. I have found wheat, dairy, the toxins could be anything you're eating, anything that you are inhaling, anything that your skin comes in contact with, anything that is, you know, being injected. It could be bites, it could be shots, etc. Toxins are huge. I wanted to share an example of a lady that I worked with. She came to me with, she had something to do with depression, developing early stages of dementia. We found milk, dairy, was a toxin for her. When we checked, we could actually clear that as a toxin for her because that was to do with the trauma. So the trauma that she went through early on in her childhood, she wasn't given milk. That was the family history that she had. For some reason, she was denied milk. So the trauma got imprinted on milk. The moment she drinks milk, she feels rejected. And now her body is reacting to milk, and it is treating her like she's been rejected. So she can't drink milk. Once we had to clear the trauma from her foods, I think she was able to drink milk with no symptoms whatsoever.
Right. And, you know, wonderful, it happens that fast.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was, like you said, Beth, it was just 10 minutes. It took me 10 minutes to find and clear that trauma. And
right.
She felt it.
Right, yeah, you know, I think that people believe that if you're sensitive to a food, that just means you have to avoid it the rest of your life and you're always going to be sensitive to that food.
Which is not always true.
Right. we clear foods for people daily. I do that probably multiple times a day, depending on who I'm talking to, especially, you know, in the beginning of someone's healing, because they're almost always ingesting things that contribute to making them sick in some way, whether they realize it or not. And the ability to, you know, sometimes you avoid things for a while, but the ability to be able to clear food so you can, you know, have something again, especially that you've been so sensitive to, is life-changing. It's profound, and it can happen really quickly, like that example you gave. That's an awesome example.
Yeah.
Another thing that
we found, one more interesting story I would like to share with, like in terms of what I find as a block.
Yes. Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah, I worked with this gentleman. He had iron deficiency. Sometimes, if the body is not able to heal, what it means is it is so much occupied dealing with something else which is subclinical or which is, you know, could not be detected in your lab or something. But it is there, and body is too busy fighting that. And this gentleman, he came with iron deficiency. We found out his foods were okay. He was he had some blocks to absorbing iron. Like, we cleared that. He was working in a place where there were lots of steel and cement. So we found some cement on his cell surface receptors. Had to clear that. And then the underlying issue, which was not allowing the iron levels to go up, was cataract. He was in the early developing stages of cataract. We got that checked, and he did have cataract. Once the cataract was fixed, I think his iron level raised up to remarkable mark, and he said this has never happened in his whole life. So that was, I was amazed by what this sort of blocks, once cleared, could do for healing.
Pooja, did you say he had cataracts?
Yes, which was not allowing his iron levels to go up.
How interesting is that?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was amazed. Like, his body was literally showing me that he had cataract, which needs to be fixed so that the iron levels could go up to the normal mark.
That is the coolest story, because that, you know, that is a perfect example of what we do, because who would ever think of that, right? Why?
Yeah.
How would you ever think, okay, you have cataracts, so your iron levels are staying low, and you're not absorbing iron. Cataracts are gone. No, now you're absorbing iron and you're fine. I mean, you could never make that up. So
No.
That's
no.
a great example of dialoguing with the body. It's about the person. It's not a formula or a cookie cutter. You're dialoguing
right.
with the body to find out for that particular person what is blocking that specific issue. That's a phenomenal example. I love it.
Yeah, I love it too. And I love the fact that he was so happy and this work could do so much, you know, when we are struggling with everything. So I was happy about the fact that, you know, it helped him.
Yeah, that's an awesome story. You know, one of the things that I was thinking too about, you know, in terms of blocks, so we're talking about trauma, we're talking about toxins, and I agree with you. Toxins are a huge issue. We were talking about, you know, food or what you're breathing in, anesthesia. I mean, you name it. We all, I think, know what toxins are, especially in our environment today, including vaccines. You know, the other thing we do look at a lot for people is helping them clear any negative reaction to vaccinations of any kind. You know, a lot of times the body will have a hard time getting over specific viruses, those types of things. So we do a lot with looking at those types of issues as well. You know, besides toxins, the other thing, if we're talking viruses, the other thing we find often when we work with people is pathogen frequencies. So that can be something, you know, active in their life today, like a virus, or that can be something from the past. Like, let's say, you know, you're working with someone today and they're working on a digestive problem, but you could find old pneumonia frequency, like old, you know, bacterial pneumonia frequency that's blocking their colon from working well today. Again, it makes us look really smart. All it is you're dialoguing with the body, and you can find out exactly what that frequency is that's blocking them. So, you know, like an old bacteria, like that example, you know, or a fungal infection, old parasites, things of that nature that just over the years have blocked the healing intelligence from doing what it's supposed to do. And we can find that quickly through, you know, that dialoguing with the body with someone, you know, over the phone.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I have found that to be huge. Like, I have found parasites to be huge, and viruses, bacteria, and there is a reason, like the immune system is not coping with the viruses, the bacteria. Our job is to find out why is the immune system not spotting this and not clearing it. So, yeah, talking about the clearing of causes, this is what we do. I have found pathogens to be huge. And sometimes we have to be really specific about what pathogen that is and what time did they acquire it. Sometimes it is as simple as, you know, getting it from, I don't know, maybe I think we all have pathogens. It's about whether the immune system can deal with it properly or not.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, you know, I know we're not allowed on social media really to talk about COVID. So
no,
we'll do it on the poll show because we know we can. I help people with COVID every day. And including, you know, through the pandemic, people that were on ventilators in hospitals. And I did not lose one client to COVID, including the ones on ventilators in hospitals. And I worked with thousands of people during that time. And one of the reasons I want to bring that up is to show that we do surrogate work. So mm-hmm. obviously, if someone's in the hospital on a ventilator, I'm not talking with them on the phone. So, you know, we do work through loved ones and do surrogate work, you know, for people like that that would be incapacitated, for pets and animals as well, you know, talking to the pet owner and working on the animal. That's actually one of our specialties is animal healing and also animal communication, actually. And then even working, you know, with a parent on their baby, their infant. We work on children in the womb. So the surrogate work is just as effective as, you know, talking with someone on the phone. And, you know, sometimes people aren't open to energy medicine maybe in your family. So you want to help them anyway. And the process we use at Best Healing Solutions, we can do that, and it's really fun, and it's really fun to be able to help someone in their family or a friend that may not necessarily be open to it yet, but they might be after they start feeling somewhat better, and then they probably yeah. will be open to it. But the work, the surrogate work, is really important work. So I wanted to make sure to mention that also. I worked with this woman in Texas, I believe it was, and she had had a very significantly poor relationship with her adult and his wife, and things were just really bad, and they hadn't talked, and she had new grandkids, and she wasn't able to see them, and it was just looking really dark and bleak there. And she said, well, do you think it would be helpful to, you know, do some surrogate work on my son and see if we can just clear, you know, some of the old issues he has with me, you know, and the old trauma that he has with me as his mom. And I said, sure, you know, let's do that. And of course, I always test to make sure the person is open to it. If for some reason he wasn't, I wouldn't do the work. I believe that that's something that we need to check. But, you know, his energy field was open to it. And we did some work on him one time, and it changed everything. She called me, and she was literally crying. She was so happy. And she said, my son is back. He's back. He called me back. He invited us over to see him and his wife and his grandkids, and she was just thrilled. And ever since then, I mean, they're still connected. She sees her grandkids every weekend. And that's one of my favorite surrogate stories because it just shows how, you know, the power of that, even though I wasn't talking to him. And it changed his relationship with his mom. And It was just a really beautiful thing.
That's beautiful. I just wanted to jump in and let you know that, Faz, we're down to the final 20 minutes, and we have a caller holding.
Oh, sure.
Who's been holding.
Sure.
Do you want to work in while we have time?
Of course. We're just trying. Certainly. Please.
Okay. Let's do it. This is a longtime caller and listener from New Scoots Home and in Boston. You're live now. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm okay. I'm still here. I'm enjoying the planet still.
Hi.
Hi.
How can we be helpful?
Well, it's very interesting what you talk about, how, you know, the surrogate work, things like that. I'm dealing with, I think I'm cured, but I think the residual effects of cancer are still around.
Okay.
And I got hit by a car. Before that, I fell down a flight of stairs, herniated, degenerated disc years ago. My whole left side has not been working. I can't sit up all day. So I'm surprised I'm enjoying the planet, let me say.
No kidding.
And I'm a caretaker for a brittle diabetic on top of it all. So my plate's full.
Yes, absolutely.
So what you were talking about, the experiences you had, I'm right in line with you.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. Yeah, you've been through a lot, and you've been through a lot physically, it sounds like, too, and structurally and injuries. So how are you? Say that again.
Thank God I'm a bit of a sturdy person.
Well, I guess so. What is your name?
Anne.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling and talking with Pooja and I. So, Anne, what did you do in terms of your cancer? Did you do did you go through chemotherapy and radiation, or what kind
no,
of?
No. I did the surgery.
Yeah.
Wasn't successful. Chemicals are very highly toxic to me.
Yeah.
I mean, chlorine will irritate me. I live near the ocean to avoid allergy problems, so I can't take anything but an aspirin.
Okay.
I have severe. If there's a side effect, I'll have it.
Right. Okay. Yeah. It sounds like I used to be like that too. It was like, yeah, chemicals just gave me fits and made me feel terrible. Do you have a specific question or something you want us to check for you?
I just want to get rid of all of this. I'd love to live the rest of my life in prosperity and happiness, but I'm sick of having down days. You know, there are days I just stay in bed. And then I have to take care of somebody who's, you know, got the very high blood sugar that's out of control, and they can't control it either. So we're pretty much sitting here hobbling along.
So are you in bed because of pain?
Yeah, a lot of times it's exhaustion.
Fatigue, yeah, okay. Okay. What we first do usually, Anne, is we just check to see, you know, what the priority is for somebody.
Okay.
And, you know, that's something that, that we were going to talk about probably today anyway. So, yeah, it's like asking the body's priority first. So, and Pooja, feel free to jump in here too. I don't need to do this all by myself.
Sure.
For Anne. Yeah. So, Anne, go ahead and take the fingertips of one hand and hold them 2 inches above your belly button on your torso.
Okay.
And this will clear any reversal. And for people who don't know, polarity reversal blocks healing. So if someone is in reversal, their meridians are flowing in the opposite direction that they should be for healing. They can try everything to heal, and it doesn't work.
Interesting. So, I do it all the time.
Yeah. So, yeah, that you hold that spot all the time?
Yeah, it's very interesting. It's sort of a natural response.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I've been working at healing for so many years. It's like, I'll try everything. And what feels right, I'll do it.
That's great. Yeah, so that actually clears the reversal, which is good if you're holding there. And then that's what we call, you know, now you're testable. So if we check that for you now, let's see. I'm just going to ask in terms of priority, testing for Anne. Priority, yes. Priority is physical, yes. Yeah, so the first priority does show up as a physical field, you know, and sometimes it'll test as trauma, sometimes it will test structural or nutritional. So, like, if I check for you now, okay, priority is physical, yes. This is structural, no. Physical, internal to the body. Okay. So I'm going to grab something here, and Pooja, if you want to jump in, you can, or it's totally up to you. If you're seeing something right away, that's fine.
I am seeing something which is to do with spiritual attachments, age 8.
Okay. Yep, I agree with you. So, Anne, is there anything you're aware of in terms of trauma in your life, you know, around age 8 that was a significant trauma in your life?
Well, teachers basically did abuse me when I was that age. They were kind of mean.
Okay. Who was it, Anne?
Teachers.
Teachers. Okay.
Nasty teachers.
Yep. Pooja, is that what you're picking up?
That's true. The intention is to be guarded so this doesn't happen again.
Yes. Yeah, almost like feeling bullied, Anne.
Yes, and then I had the next teacher was mentally ill. And she was abusive.
Yeah, I think that's what you're picking up, Pooja. Go ahead, Pooja, go ahead and see what else is there, because I'm going to look at the physical that was coming up while you do that.
Right, I can do that.
Okay. Anne, in terms of the physical, there's something that's coming up that's blocking your healing that I can see right away, just testing this whole field for you. There are some items you're ingesting that are blocking your health.
Okay.
Let me check and see what that's about. All ingestants, I want to be healthy, more than zero, more than one. There's three is what your system is saying in terms of your immune system and your body. So if we check that, let's see. I'm not picking up like any nutritional supplements or anything like that. What kind of water do you drink?
The water here is actually very good. It's probably one of the best in the country.
Okay.
The so pipes may not be as healthy as I'd like. That's my feeling.
That it's not as healthy as you'd like?
The water generally is very good, but you have an old building, old pipes. Could be a problem.
Right.
Not the water itself.
Right. So do you drink the tap water?
Yes, but I like to usually put it through a filter.
Okay. Okay. So, and if you think about your tap water as drinking water, say this water. Yeah, your
this
tap water is, yeah, it's actually testing bad for you. And like you said, it could be the pipes, but the water is testing bad. Do you put it through like a Brita filter or something?
Yes.
Okay. So think about drinking water that's been through the filter.
It feels
okay.
Fine.
Okay.
It
say
like
that
water.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's still bad. And say that filtered water. Yeah.
That filtered water, yep.
Yeah, it's still bad.
Okay, there are two places that I am. There are two places that I drink water from, and both of them come through a filter. One is in New Hampshire, and one is here near Boston. I'm wondering which water you're picking up, because one of the waters in New Hampshire has a problem to begin with.
Okay.
It's full of, I don't know, whatever you have to get in the air. It's full of the radiation one. So
okay.
I don't know which water you're picking up on, because I drink them both.
Yeah, it might be both. Let's check.
Oh.
Yeah, it's definitely something blocking your health. And you know, as you know from your whole journey, water is so incredibly important. So it's one of the things we always like to check right away. So think about your Boston water after it's been filtered.
Okay.
Okay. Say, my Boston water.
My Boston water.
That's bad. Think about your New Hampshire water after it's been filtered.
New Hampshire water?
Yeah, both of them are bad.
Wow. And one of the problems that I did some research on is that a lot of the old pipes are full of calcium. What do you call that?
Yeah.
The stuff that comes from arsenic.
Okay. Yeah.
So I don't know if that's the problem.
Well, yeah, both sources are bad. And so because you drink, and you probably use that maybe for tea or coffee or, you know, other things too. So without that water, the rest of your diet is fine.
Huh. So I have to move someplace else.
Well, temporarily what I would do is, like, when our water was not good here, I happen to like mineral water, so I just bought Pellegrino in glass at Costco because it's inexpensive.
Okay.
You know, and drank that out of glass because I don't like, you know, the plastic isn't good either.
Right.
So that's an idea. Mountain Valley spring water is in glass. Some states actually deliver that to your door from Mountain Valley. Your water, you need a different water source. That's a big part of why you're not getting better.
Interesting. Because I've done everything right my whole life except for the reason I have cancer, I feel, is because of asbestos, because I use that talcum powder because I was an athlete and a sweater forever.
Yeah.
So that really, I think, caused the cancer.
That's definitely a factor. I agree with you.
Yeah, and when I used to put it on years ago, it used to feel funny. And I thought, this must be the baking soda. And now I know baking soda doesn't feel that weird. So
right.
I know I think that I got poisoned by talcum powder, which wasn't talcum powder.
I agree with you. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But I don't know how to get rid of that.
That's something that we do as well, is really showing the body where the toxins are and clearing them. And what I would say is once you have a good water source, then we'll be able to clear that old asbestos and talcum for you out of your body.
That'll be great. That'll be great. So I will try and look for bottled water in glass, because that's my exact feeling about the plastic. The plastic itself is toxic.
Well, totally, right? And it's the forever chemicals that they're all talking about now, which which stay in the body, and we work on clearing those too, because, those are, another example of toxicity building up.
I know. I keep hoping that the human body is going to actually change to adapt to it and create actually a better human. That's my prayer for all this toxicity that we're dealing with.
I love that.
Yeah. I mean, really, it's like, okay, we're all getting exposed to it. What are we going to do with it? It's beyond our own power. So let's pray and envision that this is going to actually be the alternative and will alter the human species to be even better than it is.
Well,
I have to dream.
I love it. No, I love it. We're there with you, right, Pooja? I mean, yeah, that's a great, I love your intention. Pooja, do you want to add something that you're seeing that would help Anne right now?
Yeah, so with regards to the intention that we were picking up, the intention to guard so that this doesn't happen again.
Yeah.
I find another emotion, which is sorrow, grief, taken for granted.
Yeah. Yeah.
I also find another belief, which is God is punishing me and I deserve to suffer.
Yeah, we always feel that God is punishing us. And we know in our brains it's not true, but in our hearts it's that we've been doing wrong.
Isn't that the truth?
So true.
So was that was what you were picking up from childhood, Pooja, with the abuse from the teachers?
Yeah. That's a spiritual attachment. not allowing anything to heal.
Okay.
I know.
Where do you see that, Pooja? And we'll just show your body where this is, and so that can start moving through here.
Yeah, sure. I see that with the structural issues.
Oh, yeah.
Some parts of brain, especially amygdala and cerebellum. I also see this with her immunity and the bone marrow. Somewhere else, challenging her. Cranial sutures, yes, cranial nerve pairs. Do we need to be more specific? The body says no. Body systems, yes. Detoxification system, there is more. I also find blood sugar system.
Oh, okay.
And her liver and her kidneys.
Okay.
There is more. No, her body says no.
Okay. Well, and I think that's a good example, Pooja, of, you know, something from the past blocking the healing state too. So, I think, and I think this will be helpful, and get back to us on your water, and then we can clear that asbestos and the talcum and whatever else shows up there.
That'll be great. And I'm working on my liver because I think it's so precious.
Yes, it is a precious one for sure. Thank you
just
for talking to us.
Very top
right,
of the
well,
hour.
Thank you,
ladies. Beth is back on in 2 weeks, so call back in and let's check in and see how you're doing. Beth, we've got another show behind you, so it's time for a wrap-up and shameless self-promotion. And what have you got for us?
Well, thanks for having us, first of all. Thanks for having us back, and we love this new show. I think we're going to have the opportunity to help a bunch of people, and that's what we're all about. It's really what we're all about at Best Healing Solutions. It's finding the solution to help people heal that have just had a lot of suffering. So that is our heartbeat. I think you know that, and I just want people to know that. In terms of self-promotion, you know, we have wonderful practitioners like Pooja, and Pooja is an all-star. And if you have trouble, call. We have $100 off new client sessions and 24-hour guarantee. If it doesn't work, we don't charge you for your first session. So we've got, you know, a lot of things in place to help and to help quickly. We offer classes as well if people are interested in learning our modality, which is really fun and fun to teach, and muscle testing. If you don't know how to do it, we teach it at a really high level so you can use it to help yourself and others. Pooja, you can talk real quick.
Yeah, I think I bet my intention is to help people who are in the dark, and if they see there is no hope, I think this is the hope. If you feel that this is going to help you, contact us. And like Beth said, we have multiple classes. I do my own client sessions. If you want to contact me, Pooja@BestHealingSolutions.com.
We're good. Did we make the cutoff, Nicole?
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. Sorry, I was daydreaming there. Apologies to the other callers. Call back in 2 weeks. Beth is back. Beth and Pooja, so great to have you here today. Beth's all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. Conscious Parenting is next, right after this really quick reset break.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.